Today on this Trinity Sunday, this Sunday also when we remember the goodness of God in our land, celebrating Memorial Day and remembering those who helped us be the land of the free because they were brave enough to lay down their lives for us, we come also to the end of our study about the Apostle Paul and the book of Acts. Now, I'm looking around the room, and you all seem a little bit distracted right now. It's my mask. I don't need to wear this anymore. Done with the mask, done with the distractions, right? Is something else distracting you today? You know, can you imagine? Imagine Paul there at the Supreme Court, waiting for his day in court, as he said there to the Jews when he invited them to come and see him, as he said and spoke to them, because of the hope of Israel, I am wearing this chain. We are so grateful. Chains aren't a part of our everyday life. We're so grateful, yes, for those who gave their lives to help us be free in this country, but also for the one who gave his life for us to have ultimate freedom, our Savior Jesus Christ, whom we celebrate. And he has been the center of this study about the book of Acts and then how people in the early church have shared him and have overcome distractions like chains or other difficulties. And I just want to ask us to think, chains and all aside, I ask you to think, what are some of the circumstances that might be going on in your life? There may be not physical chains, but there may be some things distracting you, maybe some burdens, some troubles, the everyday grind of work or responsibilities, whatever they may be. How are you handling those things that make up your daily life, that make up your responsibilities, or those burdens, those things like chains that are weighing you down? I ask that question because I think it is so important for us to notice that the early church, in face of the persecutions that they experienced, in the face of the going out and doing things that had never been done before that they faced, in every circumstance, they strove to share Jesus. They strove to not let the circumstances dictate what they would do. Maybe that's why God's word reminds us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith, to remember him in all of his goodness. But when we think about those circumstances, some joyful, some burdens, we, I hope, can also notice that what the Apostle Paul shares with us here as he is in his rented home, paying his own way, even while he's wearing Rome's chains, paying his own way, but still sharing the gospel. I hope we can notice some things there that are about his life. One of the first things I hope we do with burdens, with uncertainty about tomorrow, whatever it is that we face in our lives, I hope we will, like Paul, continue to trust in God. Trust in him. Because the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, has a purpose about him to, what do we hear in the epistle lesson? To take down the wall of hostility, to unite people together, to then unite us to God himself through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. We trust in the God who loves us that way, who knows us by name, who promises to never leave us, to be with us through everything we go through. We trust him, even when we don't understand it all. Here's how the apostle, or not the apostle Paul, excuse me, but how Hebrews tries to get this idea across to us. We don't really know who wrote Hebrews. We have some thoughts, and some even think it might have been Paul, but these wonderful words, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. In other words, hang in there, face the circumstances, get through it. And how do we do it? By keeping our eyes on Jesus. In my house, we're wrapping up the last little part of our kitchen rebuild after our fire. It's the time of putting on all the handles and the knobs on the cabinets. I don't know if you've ever done that before, but I've discovered it is so easy to put a handle on crooked. It's so easy to put a knob on when it's not right there in the center. It takes so much time and focus to do that right. It's easy to get distracted. Did we say we wanted it lined up with the top of the rail, the bottom? When our eyes are fixed on Jesus, we remember the things we're supposed to remember, that even in the tough circumstances, he's there and he loves us. When we fix our eyes on Jesus, we remember that he's there to drive out the darkness, and he is there with the gift of his Spirit to help us be born again, and not to condemn us when we get distracted or we have difficulties, but to be there and save us and walk with us through it all. So let's keep trusting him. The second thing the Apostle Paul does that I hope we'll remember is we'll remember to continue to share Jesus. As the Old Testament says it, and I think it's great language for us today, that we're blessed to be a blessing. That was true for Abraham, and it's true for all of us who are daughters and sons of Abraham, all of us who are daughters and sons of God, born again by the Spirit through the gift of Jesus Christ. That's what Paul did. While he's there, while he's waiting, if you can imagine, every single day, is this the day I'm going to go up to the Supreme Court? Is this the day that I have to have my best robe on and go give my best explanation for why I've been wearing this chain for 2 years with a Roman soldier on one side and on the other? Is this the day? He never knew. But what he did do was that for those 2 years, every day he could, he shared the gospel. For 2 years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house and welcomed all those who came to him. He proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus every chance he got. St. Francis said it once, you might have heard it before, preach the gospel at all times. When necessary, use words. Sometimes it's through coffee and cookies and ordinary things. Sometimes it's through the conversation where we listen and then we share and encourage. But we always, whether we're in encouraging mode or we're in helping someone that might be lost or burdened, we're always sharing Jesus. Baskets to the sheriff, to schools. Blessings to clerks at the checkout who don't get the option of working from home. Blessings, and everywhere we go, any chance we get, even if we're wearing chains and still have difficulties ourselves, Paul still found a way to share Jesus with boldness, without hindrance. Imagine saying that, without hindrance. I got chains on me. But nobody chained his mouth shut. No one stopped him from sharing. And until that day comes when our earthly heartbeat stops and our eyes open there in heaven, we have the chance every single day to share the hope of the resurrection, to share the assurance and the comfort of a God who would wipe our tears away, to share the promise of a Savior who knows what it's like to struggle and suffer, who says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's the Jesus that we can share. I think lastly, a phrase I've heard my father say, a phrase I heard that Elsa even sang in Frozen 2, do the next right thing. We don't always know what tomorrow holds. We don't even know necessarily what this afternoon holds. We might wonder, what should I do? Where should I go? Who should I see? Either this relative or that relative? All these questions can come up. And a great simple whisper of the Spirit is, do the next right thing. Do the next thing that comes out of faith and hope and love. Do the next right thing to bless someone else, to share Jesus, to continue walking in your faith. In 2 Timothy, the last letter that Paul wrote when he was in jail, as he is now, might be the same time in jail, might be a later time, but when he knew he was at the end of his life, He's still, whatever days I have left, he's like, okay, you know what? Here's what I need from you, Timothy. When you come, will you please bring me my cloak that I left behind with so-and-so, with my friend Carpus? And when you show up, will you also bring my scrolls, especially the parchments? You know what he's saying there? Bring me my favorite copy of the Bible. You know, those scrolls, that one of Isaiah that I have all marked up and all the places where I circled about the Messiah, bring those favorite scrolls of mine. Because I want to keep reading and I want to keep growing so I can keep sharing, so I can keep doing the next right thing that comes out of my faith and my hope and out of my love, the love that Jesus gives me. Bring that to me, won't you, Timothy? And here's what Paul knew, and I hope all of us know. I hope we as a whole church know it, and I hope that we as individuals and as families know it as well. That no matter what we ever face in the future of our country or the future of our church or the future of our individual lives, no matter what we face, the Lord's going to rescue us. He's going to bring us through. He will rescue us from every evil attack, and he will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. That's what he promises you. Your health may be good or bad. Your circumstances may be blessed or burdened. But what he promises is that he's going to bring you through each and everything you face on this earth and bring you to your forever home with him. That's why to him be the glory. That's why we trust. That's why and how we can trust him and share him and do the next right thing through him. May God be glorified through all the distractions as we do all of that through his strength. Amen.